Diplomatic tensions between Washington and the Kremlin have taken another hit, with US basketball star Brittany Griner being sentenced in a Russian court overnight. She was found guilty of smuggling cannabis-infused vapes into Moscow airport in February and will be jailed for 9.5 years. And amid fears Griner is being used as a political pawn, Washington's deputy head of mission in Moscow, Elizabeth Rood, says the outcome is a miscarriage of justice.
The U.S. Department of State has determined that Ms. Griner was wrongfully detained. Nothing in today's decision changes that determination. We will continue to be closely engaged in this case. We will remain in frequent contact with Ms. Griner and with her legal team.
Cindy Boren is a sports reporter with The Washington Post, and she joins me this morning. Cindy, thank you for your time. Does this sentencing come as a surprise?
No, it really doesn't. This was expected, but that really doesn't keep people from being stunned just because it's now final. It's a reality. I think people knew that the Russian legal system was, one, going to find her guilty because 99% of the people who go through the Russian legal system, criminal system, are found guilty. And it was just apparent that was where it was headed, that she is a pawn. But people are reacting because it's final. You know, now she'll go off to be imprisoned somewhere after her appeal is heard. She does have an appeal coming up.
Yeah, Brittany Griner does have the chance to appeal the sentencing. What avenues are available to her, and what's the chances of success there? Is that just another thing that will happen but won't lead to a positive outcome for her?
I don't believe there's much of a chance. The legal experts I've talked to don't believe there's much of a chance that an appeal will work. It's now down to negotiations. It's now a diplomatic mission. It now comes down to, face it, Vladimir Putin holds the cards on this. The U.S. is facing incredible pressure, the Biden administration, to get her home. It's not a good look at all. And what are you going to give up? There's also another American, Paul Whelan, besides Brittany Griner, that the U.S. would like to get. And there's talk about exchanging him. Putin and the Russians want a really scary guy named Victor Bout, B-O-U-T, who is an arms dealer and has actually killed Americans. He's a bad guy. And that's who they want in exchange for these two people. It's an uneven exchange, but at some point, it may be the only exchange, the only option the Americans have, because Putin is in charge of this one.
How has the White House responded to the sentencing?
She's been held since February, and at first they were working very quietly behind the scenes, and Brittany's representatives and her wife were very, very accepting of that. And finally, nothing was happening. So they started to put pressure, more and more pressure, on the Biden administration, who finally declared her wrongfully detained, which in May, which amped up the level of negotiations and level of attention that the U.S. could give her. And I think the feeling was that the administration was a little slow to come around on it, but today Biden was pretty forceful, saying she was wrongfully detained again. And it's just words now, and whatever's going on is going on behind the scenes. It's a delicate diplomatic negotiation.
And what about the basketball community and the WNBA? Mm-hmm. What have they had to say about the sentencing?
They've all said the same thing. They tweet free BG, her initials. The NBA has been behind it as well. Other sports stars have been. Celebrities, of course. The WNBA put her number and her initials on the floor. The season started earlier in June. Or May, actually, and they have reminders of her everywhere, but they don't have Brittany Griner.
Only a week ago, the Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov spoke by telephone about a US proposal to secure the release of two American prisoners. And you were talking about that exchange just a moment ago. There were talks of a counteroffer to release a Russian prisoner in exchange. Where's this proposal at now? What do we know about how this is advancing?
They're keeping it very quiet, so there isn't a great deal that we do know. Again, the Russians want this arms dealer, and the Americans have had him in prison for, oh gosh, I think at least a decade. And the Americans don't want to give him up. He would be a dangerous, bad guy to give up. And, you know, I'm sure they're weighing the political as well as just human rights. Here, you know, you've got to get these people out, but do you want to give up this terrible guy?
It is it's a pretty serious conundrum, isn't it? What does Greiner's sentencing mean for U.S. security consultant Paul Whelan, who is currently being detained in Russia?
Well, I think he hopes, I think, to join her, you know, somehow in a two-for-one deal here. Because let's face it, it's one-to-one Brittany Griner for this Victor Bout, the arms dealer, is not a good deal. Two-for-one is not a good deal, but it's better than one-to-one. So I think his family hopes. His family is fortunate and has talked about, finally, they're getting attention for his plight. He's been kind of the forgotten guy until Brittany Griner was arrested, and now that's sort of raised attention on his situation there. And I think he hopes that it's a two-for-one deal if it's Victor Bout.
Cindy, thank you for joining us this morning.
Stream any ABC radio station live and on the go. Discover new podcasts, music and audiobooks, all free on the ABC Listen app.